land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Second segment on this terrific Tuesday, January 27th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, are you out shoveling snow this morning?
I am not shoveling any snow this morning. We are expecting even more snow, so right. We're just going to hang out and let it pile up for a minute.
Let it pile up and do it once, hopefully this afternoon. Hey, kind of interesting because we did have a little bit of a thaw out, and then it seems like, you know, it's back and really coming in with a vengeance across the country. But so happy that we're not experiencing any ice and any power outages like we did last March.
Absolutely. I have been concerned this entire year, even over the summertime, high winds, strong thunderstorms. And we saw a few power outages over the summer. And I just knew that that was, you know, residual effects from all the downed trees. You know, they did a great job cleaning up around here, but I just knew the mass of everything that had happened over here. There was just no way. And thankfully, this winter, by and large, it seems like our community has been saved from most of that power outage and stuff, thankfully, because it's been so dang cold.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and one of the things I think maybe last March, even though, you know, we were off the air for almost 2 weeks, and a lot of people in PIG area of still having to pay for the recovery costs. How is Gaylord Otsego County doing as far as, you know, you guys had a lot of trees, a lot of pileups, had even a couple of drop-off sites for debris. How is that all finally cleaned up over there?
Yeah, it looks pretty good, actually. You know, you go out into the Pigeon River Forest, which is a little bit east, northeast of Gaylord. There is still a ton of damage out there that has not been cleaned. I mean, there's just too many acres out there to try and get anything done. But as far as where everybody is, you know, living, they did a pretty good job. It took a really long time. There was a lot of confusion about where to dump, where not to dump. And then, of course, the ongoing saga of getting emergency funds into northern Michigan, which clearly never happened at the federal level. And still not really sure exactly what the state did for us either. But that's my whole thing is I hate being reliant on the government for anything. And this proved that our friends and neighbors are most important to us in these times of, you know, great weather outages and stuff like we had. Like you said, I mean, it was over a week here in Gaylord that we had no power.
Yeah.
Thankfully, our restaurants did before I actually ever did at home.
Yeah. So you could get back to work.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be really surprised at when people are sitting at home, A, with no power, that's one thing. But when you're not earning an income, that adds an entirely whole new level of anxiety on top of everything else that's going on. So, you know, just like during the pandemic, people wanted to work. They wanted to see people. They wanted to be interacting with other humans. And after that week's long 10-plus days, we definitely saw a lot of that.
Right. Well, we're going to continue the conversation with Ian. I'm having some automation problems in the studio, Ian, so we're not hearing the music outs the way we should be. So greatly appreciate you staying through the break. We're going to continue more with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. I wanted to ask you, Ian, about all the pending litigations, all the different cases that you guys are involved in. If you have any legal updates for us, what's the status of some of these cases?
Well, it's great that you asked that question. It's great that I didn't even prompt you to ask that question. Had a three-hour meeting. Well, I shouldn't say 3 hours. It feels like 3 hours because we have so much going on with my attorney, Dave Delaney, yesterday. turns out that Judge Hunter, after the Court of Appeals ruling came down at 1:35 p.m. on December 22nd, he got an email about the ruling, apparently was not very happy with the ruling, and immediately set a hearing, because basically the Court of Appeals had remanded our lawsuit, if you will, against the health department back down to him. Didn't overturn anything, just kind of remanded it back to the 46th Circuit Court and Judge Hunter. 1:35 p.m. in the afternoon, he gets this ruling, which was 12 days after we were in the Court of Appeals, which that's relatively quick. So Judge Hunter gets this ruling at 1:35. He immediately schedules a hearing, which usually does not happen that fast. So he saw something in that ruling that he did not like. And he immediately said, so this is December 22nd, right? 3 days before Christmas, right before New Year's, busiest time of the year for nearly everybody, let alone the judicial branch, right?
Sure.
He sets it for a hearing January 6th. Sends out notification that we are to appear for a hearing on January 6th. First of all, he doesn't have the right to do that because there's a time frame to ask for reconsideration and then also 42 days to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. So unbeknownst to me and my attorney, there was immediately this hearing set for January 6th. We never got notification of the hearing. Hearing happened. We didn't show up. A few days ago, we got a notice that we had not shown up for this hearing in another circumstance where James Cross, who is the attorney for Northwest Michigan Health Department, is asking the judge to moot out the entirety of our case because of the Court of Appeals ruling, which they don't necessarily get to do, but they can try and ask for it. That's fine. So what they're essentially doing is our local health department wants to continue to spend thousands and thousands of taxpayer dollars to claw back the power that the Iron Pig took from them 3 years ago, and to continue to try and moot the rest of these statutes away from us so we can no longer litigate them, which we really can't anyways because we took the one up to the Court of Appeals and they kicked it back down. Now, that to me is wild. That to me says everything we need to know about this entire process. They want the power. They want to keep that power. I took some of that power from them at the state level and the local level. They want that local level power back so badly that they're willing to spend more and more taxpayer funds to do it. So I had two decisions after the Court of Appeals ruling. Well, three, actually. I could do nothing. We could ask for reconsideration, or we could appeal to the extremely biased 6-1 Democrat Michigan Supreme Court. Then this notice comes through. We call him Chris Cross because we like to make fun of people. Attorney Chris Cross comes through saying, well, we want the rest of this overturned. We want it mooted out of court. And I was like, you know what? This is absurd. We're going to go ahead.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Great Lakes Water Authority is proposing a 6.83% rate hike for its water system and a 5.98% increase for its sewer system on average in fiscal year 2020.